Acts 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
What do you want? What? But Come right in. Come right in. What about home with me? Come right on in. How you doing? You know, I'm being nice as I could. I'm thinking to myself that the devil is a lie. I'm starting to quote scriptures under my breath. My gosh, it's so long. I need to quote. Anyway, it was hot. All it was hot. The car was hot. The van was hot. The house was hot. All of it was hot. And the devil is starting to come for his stuff. But didn't you earn it? Didn't you play ball and earn it? Yeah, but I didn't cover the resources with tithing. I didn't handle the rebuke the devourer for our sake. Says, listen, I'd already studied and knew this was a reality. So much so, oh Jesus, I wasn't even gonna tell y'all this. There was a downside and there was an upside. Here's the downside. The downside was that the stuff you got is hot. And the devil at some point gonna come get it, or he gonna tear it up. He's going to sabotage you. You don't have no covering on it. You're looking all holy in here. But I'm going to give you the truth. So don't make me your enemy. I'm your brother. I'm going to help you. So you don't have wasted years and wasted time. But the upside of it is if you get a hold of the word and you start tithing, you start sowing, amen, the enemy still come. But see, you're changing the system. You are switching. But what will happen, you will realize that down the line, not far down the road, there's some people who got stuff you don't have. Bigger than yours, newer than yours, better than yours, and it's hot. And it's going to be available at very low cost. It's going to be available at fire sale prices. Yeah. Now, if they'll hear me on Facebook and come get in the church, get on in here, I can help them before they lose it all. But what I found out, it was the upside of, because I was going through it, man. I'm like, okay, God, I just want to save this house. I didn't even give y'all the point. That might help. Should I just stop right here? I said, God, you mean these people are some paid $1.5 million, $1 million. Back then, $500,000 house. That was like $500,000, like $2 million now. Are you following me? And so, you know, I bought brand new at 35. Can you say, man, that $35,000 house now costs you at least $150,000 to $200,000. Can you say, man, nowadays? So, but my point is this. There are people that's got hot houses that's $500,000, $700,000, $100,000, $1 million. They're not going to keep them because they're hot. And you'll come along and you believe in God. And God is raising you up. You are a tither and a giver, a sower in the kingdom of God. And God said, what's the desire of your heart? And you describe that house. He said, I believe we got one already made. It's one already made, already built. It's already, some of them are already abandoned. I'll say this and I'll close on this. Do you realize in the 2008, when the housing thing went bottoms up, how many houses were on the market at one-third of their original cost? One-third. In other words, the house used to cost $1,250,000, you could buy it. One used to cost $300,000, you could buy it for $70,000. Yeah. So all you got to do is just get faithful where you are. Just get faithful. Never mind the amount of your money. Just make sure that it ain't hot. Some of you, your money hot. It's hot if you don't give up. Boy, I tell you, preachers go to any length to get you to give, won't they? I know some of you thinking that. I know some of you thinking that. I'm helping you. I'm helping you. So it's some people thinking that. They're thinking that. But let me tell you what happened. The reason I can be so honest and tell you is because in the same scripture that showed me about the hot stuff, when my stuff was hot, are you following me? It was hot. And so I knew I had no covering. I'm trying to make up redeeming the time. I'm having to get the word, confess the word. And you know I'm not missing any church services. And I'm listening to tapes through this. My mind's got to be renewed. I'm a business person. Are you following me? But so I knew how to study this and find out how many folks was losing their houses and why. Do you know why people lose houses? It don't really matter. It runs the gamut. It's a list of 100 things. Divorce, losing the job, company clothes, illness, hospital bills. It's all kind of stuff. Stuff that ain't supposed to happen to you. Come on, somebody. They said, well, you know, we had a hospital medical situation and we couldn't keep up the payments. Wonder where that medical situation come from. The devil behind it all. He know how to take straightforward and he know how to steal. And when the word of God said, he said in Malachi, he said, I will rebuke the devourer. That means you're going to stop everything the devil does. The devil steals, kills, destroys, sickness, disease, all that comes from him. But guess what? Now, I'm talking about the big stuff, but it happens at every level. All you got to just name what kind of house you want. Just name it. It's one out there already. But you got to get faithful. You got to stop becoming a god. You got to stop stealing yourself. You got to stop dealing hot goods. I told y'all about that. Listen, you bought some hot goods. Hot goods are tempting because they're cheap. But they belong to somebody else. I don't want your stuff. I want my own stuff. Can you say, I don't want no hot suit? I ain't talking about temperature. You stealing suits and selling them. I don't want no stolen suit. Can you say amen? I don't want no stolen jewelry. Amen. Somebody said, get you a scripture. Amen. Then my guy stole my watch year before last. Wasn't that year before last year? Stole my Rolex. I said, you a lie, devil. You stole from the wrong guy. I said, y'all gonna bring. I called the guy. I said, hey, man, listen, you stole my watch. You stole my watches, man. Listen, you need to bring my watches back. And just bring it back. I ain't even called the police. You stole them. The Holy Spirit told me you got my watches. In my house, fixing my plumbing, steal my watches. The Holy Spirit said, he said, the plumber took your watches out of your drawer. The plumber has them. Nice guy. Real friendly guy. Nice guy. White too. White. I said, white people don't steal. Y'all have heard that. White people don't steal. White boy had my Rolexes. I called him on the phone. Hey, man, what's going on, man? This is friendly. You need to bring me my watches. I'm on my way to church. Look, I dialed him on the cell phone on my way to church. It's done. Call him and say, hey, man, you need to bring me my watches. He said, Mr. Thomas, honest, I tell you, I have a wife and kids. That's the last thing I do. I wouldn't take your watches. I said, man, let me tell you one more time. You need to bring my watches back. You need to bring me my watches. I'm not going to call the cops, and you won't have to go to court. You got my watches. Nobody else can have my watches. Are you with me? And so what happened to the, what, did you get them back? And I'm talking about, I let time pass. 2 weeks, 3 weeks went by. I haven't even called the police. I ain't called the cops. Why you ain't called the cops? I don't know. But I was in the front yard one day, and the cop was coming by. I said, officer, hold up. I stopped him. He coming by the house. I said, Owens, how you doing? He said, good. I said, listen, I need to talk to you a minute. He said, okay. I said, I need to talk to you. I got a stolen property report. He passed by my house. So he comes in the house. He come on in. And I told him the story I just told you. So the officer looked at me and said, he stole him. He stole him. He said, he got him. I said, okay, well, let's do a report. Do a report. So I did the report. He said, why are you waiting so long? I don't know. You know, I just figured God was going to convict him, and he was going to come on, bring me my watches back. Now, these are the kind of watches you can sell and get some real money. Hello. One of these, this one. This was one of them here. See what I'm saying? I done prayed this watch in. Amen. It ain't new. It ain't new, but it's, hey. It's shining, ain't it? I got to go. So he turned the report in, and the thief waited. He waited before he pawned them. Figured he'd wait. And so my report hit in right after he had pawned them. If I had turned the report in quickly, it would have missed them. Are you following me? So he doesn't held out and waited, figure it's all blown over. Then he pawns them. And the cop said, we found your watches. Both of them. Got the guy. I had to go to court. And you know, but no, it was my watches and all that. So him and his lawyer and all that. I won't tell y'all. I'll tell you that next time. So, but I went to court. I got my watches. God will get your stuff back. Turn to your neighbor and say, God will get your stuff back. Y'all have heard me tell you, I took my van and replaced the van. Listen, y'all, this stuff works. I wouldn't even be in ministry if it didn't work. It worked just like this. Are you with me? Now, I don't know what your situation is or what it may be, but I'm giving you the goods. I'm giving you the scripture and how it works. You don't have to put up with defeat. Normally, like, wow, I wonder where the watches could be. I stayed in faith. I got in faith. I said, now, wherever those watches at, the Holy Ghost looking at my watches right now. Let me give you these points real quick. You good? Let me give you this. I'm going to give you these five ways the devil attempt to erode truth in your life. Somebody say truth. See, the truth was the scriptures I held on to. You with me, boom? It's the word, the scripture. God will restore the yield. It's to get you back. It's some get it back scripture. It's some of y'all in here got stuff the devil has stolen from you. You haven't taken time to realize God will get it back. Or get its equivalent back. But you've got to know the scripture and let it come out of your mouth. The angel standing there by you said, listen, we can get your stuff back. We know where it's at. But we need you to say it. We need to say you might not want it back. Yeah. God said he'll restore the yield. You may have gone through a period in your life and you were sick for a period of time. And there were things you couldn't do. Claim all that back. Everything you couldn't do that year or so while you were sick. Devil had no been putting sickness on you. Bind and come against us. I reclaim everything that I didn't do, that I could have done, that I wanted to do, that I should have done. I want it back. What? How can you get that back? You dealing with God. Baby, you dealing with God. Ain't no limit with God. God can stop time for you. God can add. God say, okay, you ever call and made an extension on your mortgage and say, what are we going to do? We're going to put two more payments at the end. We're going to put these ones you didn't make at the end. Y'all ever had that? I know you have. Either, well, I couldn't make the situation came up. We'll take those two payments you didn't make, put them at the end of the loan. God will take them years you didn't have. He'll stick them on the end of the life. He'll stick them. He'll get them in there. And then he'll increase the quality of your life. I love bragging on God. Number one, five ways the devil attempts to erode the truth in your life. He wants the truth out of your life. That says, when I look out the chart, when I look, I take seeing you very seriously because I know what you're facing. Number one is isolation. The devil will isolate you. When you get up and you make a decision to come to church, you're working against being isolated. Whenever the enemy wants to destroy you, he's going to isolate you. He's going to get you away from the people that will stand with you. He definitely going to get you away from a preacher. Yeah, some of y'all, I see you, you know, you talk, hey, good to see you, how you doing? You know, I mean, your face is locked in my spirit. If it's something going on in your life, it'll come up. It's like, I wonder what happened with so-and-so. Just out of the clear blue. He'll isolate you. Number two, he will interrogate you. Man, what make you think that's going to happen? He'll ask you stuff you don't have answers for. You spend all this time giving your money and doing this. You must be stupid. Listen, you're praying. You don't even know what you're saying. That's interrogation. He will interrogate you. Stuff you don't fully understand yet, give you revelation. He will interrogate you. What you make that stuff happen? It didn't happen for you. Your mom and them. It didn't happen for so-and-so. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Number three, infiltrate. He'll infiltrate you. He'll put the wrong kind of people in your environment. All of a sudden, you blended in your conversation, in your social life and regular life with people you have no business dealing with. He will infiltrate your life with different people and different things that have no business in your environment. What he's after, he's after truth. He's going to minimize your value of the truth in your life. And this will do it. Number four, he will magnify. It's only five. Y'all been good. I'm over where I wanted to go, but we was having such a good time. Let's know I got my stuff back. And as I was going, I just thought of something else that I wanted back that I didn't get back. I want to tell you. Well, actually, I got it back, and then something happened to that. But I just realized I hadn't really claimed another level for what happened to that. Are you with me? Oh, no, stuff don't go away. You don't just be bothering with man of God and woman of God. You don't just be bothering with me and ain't no consequences. It's consequences. Turn to your neighbor and say, there are consequences to the enemy's attack and actions against my life in any way. There are consequences for the enemy and there are rewards for me. Sound like a win-win situation, don't it? I know, like some of you, like there are certain things talking to like young people, like you know, young adult couple. You know, how you gonna get that? You're not even 40 yet. Ain't no numbers on this stuff. If you can be bold enough to commit to the Word of God and have faith in God, you can have stuff people that's twice your age don't have. It don't have nothing to do with age. It has to do with wisdom and power of God. Number four is. Of five ways the devil attempts to erode truth in your life, it magnifies, he will magnify the imperfections of authority. He'll magnify the imperfections of authority. Know what imperfection he's magnifying in you with me? I go too long. If you're a baby, I'm always going to be too long for you. You ever take your baby somewhere and they cry because they want to go? It's always too long for the babies because they want to be somewhere else. They cry when they're sleepy. They cry when they're hungry. They cry when they want you to change the environment. Can I get a win? Would you call those babies or something? No, but y'all not the same age spiritually. I know you, Facebook people, they listening to. They get it. I just want to go to the church and just go out quick. You're a baby, that's why. You don't know the value of what you're listening to. This ain't the stuff you rush out of. Can you say amen? You need to rush out that bar you was in. But this ain't where you rush out. They got to cut the lights out and put you out the bar, but you got trying to run out of a 1 hour, 30 minute service. Yeah. God remember when you would leave the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning? And you wasn't, you don't drink that much or dance. You wasn't even drunk, and they still got to put you out, make you go home. You're the same people. That's why he gave you a pastor to take his time and let you get it all. Since you are very proven, you want to stay a while. This your pattern. I'm the guy for you. Amen. I like to do an extra service if you want. Amen. I'm into it. I'm into what I'm doing. I'm really into this. Can you say amen? Ain't nobody making me do this. I ain't doing this for no amount of money. I was rich when I came in. And I found out that God could manifest everything. Oh, I'm on. I ain't trying to get away from this. Can you say amen? Did he say he was rich when he started this? Sure was. If you look where I came from. If you know where I came from. And you met me where I was living with that new house. Oh, I was rich. I was rolling, man. What you talking about? Hallelujah. Come on. I'm rich. I said, God, you have made me rich, blessed, healthy. I'm telling you now. I was giving him the glory then. And all he's done, he's elevated it. Can you say amen? Over the years, you know, God's blessed me with more than I got out of football without this. And he's no respect for persons. But I had to sow. I had to learn how to sow and how to give. And he's no respect for, he won't do me and not do you. Can you say amen? Okay, I sound like I'm bragging, but I am. But I just wanted to let you know. But isn't God good? My boast is in the Lord. Amen. People don't want no God. They can't help them and deliver them and bless. I'm telling you this now. You praying, trying to get an apartment. I got a condo for you. Well, just get me in that apartment, Pastor. Let me stay right there. So he will magnify. This is what the devil would do: the imperfections of authority. People in authority. It's always dangerous when you're around people who are critical of authority. Always watch that. Be very clear about that. Are you with me? But this has to do with spiritual authority, especially in the church. Last but not least, have you been blessed? I have. I've had a great time. Yeah, that's you, Pastor, but you into it. You better get into it too, all the blessings. And I got to tell you about the last thing that I had thought of while telling you about how to get your... Why am I telling you about how to get your stuff? Why am I doing that? Because that's what victory looked like. You got to know what it looked like. You will minimize the impact of making ungodly choices. Oh, really, that really that bad? You will minimize... He's trying to erode truth in your life. So he will minimize the impact, which ain't nothing but a lie, of making ungodly choices. You make ungodly choices, you better get to repenting. I say you better get to repenting. Can you say amen? Amen. You can't. God ain't gonna change for us. But he'll walk you through it. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. All right, listen. Have you been blessed? Let me see your hand if you're saved. Glory to God. That van I gave up, voluntary repossession. You don't volunteer when you take it to them. Well, I believe God. I was in the Word. You know, I'm in the Word, but I didn't get enough Word. Wasn't in it enough to keep from losing that one. Are you following me? And so they got that one. And so what had occurred is, say, if I'm telling y'all this stuff about how I'm blessed, you know I'm gonna be. My faith is working for you to be blessed. I'm just gonna celebrate with you. Yeah, you blessed, somebody else will be blessed with you. So, I got another van. It was a year or two later. It was way better. Say way better. Oh, it was way better than the one that I had that they repossessed. Amen. Stand to your feet if you would. You'll hear this better standing up. That way you know we. You know we're gonna go. Well, we come in here telling the pastor, telling all this business, like, that's all right. The devil shouldn't have bothered with me. Amen. But I didn't really know and understand all this that was happening. See, it'll be different with you, but you'll be able to parallel when the enemy taking something, you'll know how to hold. You'll press further into God than you are now. Are you with me? I'm telling you, this is happening to people around me. So when they took, when I got that van, I bought a new one. It cost me $45,000. That's something like that. That's a lot of money for a van. But that was a, it was a good van, custom van. I was in the custom van. Woo, it had everything. Don't stop me talking about that one. TV in it, everything. Beautiful. And so it got wrecked. Somebody else was driving my van some years later, and somebody ran into the back of it, and they wrecked it. And I hadn't, I said, well, later on, I'll just fix it. But I hadn't claimed one better than that. Devil ain't got no business running nobody into my van. Well, you know, that was just an accident. Ain't no such thing. Devil trying to tear up my stuff. Well, you just taking it personal. I always take it personal. That's my van, isn't it? You think the devil didn't know that was my van? He knew that was my van. Even though someone else was driving it at the time and ran into the back of it, I found a guy, he's able to fix it because I like that one. But I hadn't released my faith to get one nicer and better than that one. Well, what you need all that for? That ain't none of your business. Don't get it twisted. You don't get to, you hear the testimony, you don't get to be telling me what I want. Because I ain't going to tell you what to get. Can you say amen? You don't get to cross all them lines. Well, I don't think a preacher needs all that. Don't nobody care what you think about that. You got enough stuff to get yourself. Get, I'm helping you get what you need. So you and your kids and all y'all will be blessed. Amen. Because you don't like, give it away. Can you say amen? Wow. Well, who you talking to? Who you think you're talking with? That's why Paul was saying that about the friend. You can't just borrow $2,500 from everybody. God told me, God told me who to call. He said, call him and tell him what situation. He said, I take care of him. Just like that, you know? So I didn't lose the house. But I understood why that was on the table. Are you understanding? It's one thing to lose, it's one thing to understand what you're fighting for. So I'm sharing with you. Don't play with this, what you're giving with God. You want the enemy out your business because he operates across the board. And so, thank you for the, you know, your attention, and let me share this area of financial understanding. Since we left out of one facility, we buying another one. It don't usually happen like this. It comes from faith in God. I said it comes from faith in God. Amen. And God don't respect no prayer. He don't do it because I'm a pastor. He do it because you believe the word. So you right now decide, believe in your heart, amen, and let it come out of your mouth. We love you and appreciate you. This is the third Sunday. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your praying. Thank you for your commitment. Hold tight. Stay close, thing. Stay close, saints. Stay close. I'm going to show you through the word of God how to get where you've never been. If you hold to the word, obey the word, you're going to make some tough decisions. You're going to make some tough decisions, but it's just going to represent change in your life. We love you and appreciate you. According to the word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless your Facebook. We'll see you next time. Come to join us. Come to the Air Church and be a part of this great ministry. Amen. Come get your miracle.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of the Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.